SpaceX will set rocketry use record on 100th Falcon 9 launch of the year early Aug. 25. Watch it live. Starlink launches may have become commonplace, but this one's definitely worth staying up for. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, topped with 29 Starlink internet satellites, is scheduled to lift off from Florida's Cape Canaveral Space Force Station on Tuesday, Aug. 25, during a 4-hour window that opens at 1:49 a.m. EDT, 5:49 GMT. It will be the 100th Falcon 9 flight of 2026 and the record-breaking 37th mission for this rocket's first stage, a booster designated B1067. You can watch the action live via SpaceX, starting about 10 minutes before launch. The Falcon 9 is by far the busiest rocket in operation today. Last year, it flew 165 missions, more than all of the world's other orbital rockets combined. And all 165 of those flights were fully successful. Extensive first stage reuse is the Falcon 9's secret sauce, making it cheaper and more efficient to fly than its competitors. Those competitors are racing to catch up, however, and some are making strides. In the past 6 weeks, for example, two different Chinese rockets aced landings during orbital missions, but neither one of those newcomers has made it back to the pad for a second flight. SpaceX, meanwhile, has 6 Falcon 9 boosters with at least 30 flights under their belts, led by B1067's 36. The others are B1077 and B1078 with 30, B1069 with 32, B1063 with 34, and B1071 with 35. And SpaceX plans to take reuse to even higher levels. The company's next-gen mega rocket, Starship, is designed to be completely and rapidly reusable, with each vehicle capable of flying multiple times per day, according to SpaceX founder and CEO Elon Musk. The Falcon 9 and its cousin the Falcon Heavy are only partially reusable. They have expendable upper stages. CRS-22, Crew 3, Turkset 5B, Crew 4, CRS-25, Eutelsat HOTBIRD 13G03B MPOWER, PSN SATRIA, Telkomsat Mara PewDie 2, Galileo L13, Corisat 6A25 Starlink missions. If all goes according to plan on Tuesday morning, the Falcon 9 will return to Earth for recovery and yet more reuse. About 8.5 minutes after liftoff, the booster will land on the drone ship A Shortfall of Gravitas, which will be stationed in the Atlantic Ocean. The rocket's upper stage, meanwhile, will haul the 29 Starlink satellites to low Earth orbit, deploying them there 61.5 minutes after launch. Tuesday's liftoff will be the 77th of 2026 devoted to building out Starlink, by far the largest satellite constellation ever assembled. It currently consists of more than 11,000 operational spacecraft, and that number is growing all the time. The Falcon 9 isn't the only SpaceX rocket to have flown this year. The company has also launched 1 Falcon Heavy mission and 2 suborbital Starship test flights. Starship will try to go orbital for the first time on its next liftoff, which is expected in early to mid-September. You must confirm your public display name before commenting. Please log out and then log in again. You will then be prompted to enter your display name. Michael Wall is the spaceflight and tech editor for Space.com and joined the team in 2010. He primarily covers human and robotic spaceflight, military space, and exoplanets, but has been known to dabble in the space art beat. His book about the search for alien life, Out There, was published on Nov. 13, 2018. Before becoming a science writer, Michael worked as a herpetologist and wildlife biologist. He has a Ph.D. in evolutionary biology from the University of Sydney, Australia, a bachelor's degree from the University of Arizona, and a graduate certificate in science writing from the University of California, Santa Cruz. To find out what his latest project is, you can follow Michael on Twitter.